Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The final show on the NECO stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival this summer is a magical lo-fi musical storytelling feat created by and co-directed by Pigpen Theater Company. The Old Man and the Old Moon runs from August 6th to August 17th in Williamstown. Pigpen Theater Company began creating their unique brand of music, film, and theater as freshmen at the Carnegie Mellon School of Drama in 2008. They have produced their original plays off-Broadway and at regional theaters around the country. They tour as a band and as a theater company, and it's very exciting to have them in Williamstown this summer and at the Linda with me today. The members of Pigpen Theater Company are Alex, Ben, Curtis, Ryan, Matt, Arya, and Dan. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us, because I didn't really describe the story at all, and anybody can take this, just a little bit about the story of The Old Man and the Old Moon, the actual synopsis of the play.
The Old Man and the Old Moon is our version of the myth of how the moon came to exist in the way it does now with the different phases of the moon. So the conceit of our story is that there was a time when the moon was always full and it just hung in the sky and it never changed. It leaked light every day, just a little bit of light. And there was an old man whose job it was to every day climb a very tall ladder and refill the moon with the fallen light from the day before. And the story starts off when this old man has to make a decision to stay and fulfill his duty, a very important duty as we learn over the course of the play, or to follow in pursuit of his wife who leaves home in search of this mysterious melody that she discovers on the wind. And so he obviously decides to follow her, and the journey he takes takes him across the world, and he meets all kinds of crazy characters and inevitably ends up with an encounter at the end of the world that changes everything.
How long have you been working on this piece in particular, and how did you decide to create the story and your songs and theatrics around it?
Well, this story in particular has gone through many variations, and we started it when we were sophomores. The first version of it was a 25-minute version.
It was in 2008.
Yeah, 2008 we did it, and that was just the simplest seed of the story was an old man whose job it is to keep the moon full. That's really all it was, and his wife leaves, and so he follows her, and it was a much quicker tale then. so then we've been working on it really off and on since in different variations and different lengths, and different lots of stuff. But the core of the story has remained the same, and that's something that has excited us. It's obviously a story that we love telling, so that's why we keep coming back to it.
And how does it come to be at the Williamstown Theater Festival this summer?
That's a great question.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. We're waiting for them to kick us out.
The last production we did was in Chicago at a great theater called Writers Theater. And Williamstown, some of the folks from Williamstown came out and saw the show. And we had workshopped this show for 2 weeks up here last summer. We had just done some rewrites for the Chicago version, and then they came and saw it, and they blew our minds when they offered for us to come end the season, and we accepted, and we're still going up next week as far as I know.
And all right, so let's hear one of the first songs you're going to share with us. Could you tell us a little bit about the song before you go into it?
Yeah, this song is one that was so what we're about to play is two songs, and one goes straight into the other one. The first one isn't in the show anymore, but it used to be. So that's it can just show you how it's sort of ebbed and flowed. But the second song is sort of the song that kicks off the telling of the story.
Great.
If I was a sailor, I'd sail on forever for the sake of my daughters. I'd weather any weather, and I'd sleep on that horizon, and I'd bargain with the wind's blow. Please, more than a whisper, I'd argue with the waters. They're bitter 'cause we bicker, and I'd feast on that horizon, and if I was a tree stump, I'd hope to be a whole one, from the sea to the highest leaf, so I could see o'er that horizon. I snuck from your window, and sooner was racing. I ran to the willow, followed the sun from the stones, followed the sun from the stones. I do wish a million that you were here with me.
Pigpen Theatre Company's The Old Man and the Old Moon runs from August 6th to August 17th on the NECO stage at the Williamstown Theatre Festival, wtfestival.org, for showtime and ticket information. I am so glad you guys are here. That was gorgeous. Oh,
thanks.
Thank you.
How does the songwriting work? Is there a lead songwriter, or do you all work together?
We mostly just hire someone else to do it.
Usually somebody brings in kind of some lyrics and an idea for a structure, and then we'll toss it around for a while. We'll jam on it, talk about, you know, what that person's idea for the song is, and I don't know. Eventually it'll either be what that person thought it was, or...
Or the opposite.
Or the opposite, yeah.
Yeah, many of the songs were, you know, written and developed for moments in our plays where we needed to do some sort of storytelling with the music. And so a lot of these songs start off as these little kind of songlets, you know, that take us from one scene to the next. And then, you know, when we're in band mode, we'll all get together and start jamming on that idea and flesh it out until it becomes something more of a band song. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of them.
Yeah, because in the shows, we're also doing puppetry or acting in the scenes or...
And there's only seven guys.
There's only seven guys, yeah. So it can, in the show, the songs are a little more stripped down and a little more kind of
they're,
like
they're very acoustic. They're very like purposeful. The songs in the show serve a very direct purpose to set a mood or to get to accomplish something, you know, serve an objective. But when we're a band, we kind of sit back and just like enjoy the full idea of what the song was meant to be.
Do you have songs that you've written just for the band?
The next one we're going to play, actually, is one of the first, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We're starting to have more of those, you mm-hmm. know.
And are there any songs from shows that don't work as a band?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that they don't work. They just, you know, as a band, we're very lucky in that we get to kind of sit down and make albums and release albums and tour as a band now. So it's just a different experience. Like, there's a great song in The Old Man and the Old Moon that so many people love called, it's called the Prison Fish song. Which you'll have to come see the show to see what it's all about. But it's a very cabaret-style, theatrical, up-tempo song, and we just, you know, just never placed it on an album because it lives in its own world. So yeah, there are things like that happen.
What is the next song we're going to hear?
This is a song that's just one that, since we're writing new music, we like to play new stuff just to keep things terrifying. And so this is a song called Shailene that we've been playing a little bit now. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Shailene. The world, it rolled and rolled you away, all the way to where all you could do was sing. You sing or pray, and you sang. I wanna go, wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. I wanna go, wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. My pa said, go and leave this world, go roam, ponder the why. Oh, I never thanked him, never thanked my pa, but he always knew right as I sang. Shy, come on back, come on back, come on back, come on back. Shy, come on back, come on back, come on back. Oh, I walk by day and night the same. Oh, I tore myself the same old thing. Oh, I said go, but use those roads you know. Yes, go, but use those roads you know. roads were slow, not like the crow, the way the crow goes. So I never got lost, oh, I walked those roads, following the voice I know as she said. I wanna go, wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. I wanna go, wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. But who would have guessed, after all that mess, a woman in black I dress. I've come to see my girl. We're gonna wander the world. Ain't nothing you could say to turn me away. But you're too late, kid. What you mean I'm late? Well, you're too late, kid, what you mean I'm late? Well, you're too late, kid, what you mean I'm late? She fell in love and ran away, kid. 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 She fell in love and ran away. She fell in love and ran away, kid. She fell in love and ran away. She fell in love and ran away, kid. She fell in love and ran away.
Pigpen Theater Company's The Old Man and the Old Moon runs from August 6th to August 17th on the NECO stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival, WTFestival.org. If it is all right with you guys, I would like to have you play another song for me right now.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fine, yeah.
Great. What's the next song we're going to hear?
Crow song, I believe.
Crow. This next song is called Crow. It's actually, I believe, either the first or one of the first songs we ever wrote together. Back in college, and it's about some birds.
Geese, funny enough.
No. Bluebirds.
Bluebirds. Yeah, bluebirds.
Ready?
Like two drunk crows. Done drank too much wine and done danced for far too long. We raise our glass as we drank down fast, as we waltzed to our favorite song, as we cried, why can it always be night? We cried, why can it always be night? She don't look down her dress at us two red-faced crows in our trees. She raised her hand, she swooped down fast, and she sure done shut our beaks. She cried, why won't you give me some peace? She cried, why won't you give me some peace? Till the dawn, till there were holes in our eyes from the sun. Oh, we tried. Oh, we tried. From the dusk, till the dawn, till there were holes in our eyes from the sun. Oh, my dawn, please lay me down. Is it a crime, Lord, is you wrong? Oh, my dawn, please lay me down. Is it a crime, Lord, is you wrong? 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 Is it wrong? Is it?
Pigpen Theater Company's The Old Man and the Old Moon runs from August 6th to August 17th on the Nico stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival. You guys have a co-director, scenic and costume, lighting and sound designers working with you on this. Did they come with you or are they provided by WTF?
We picked them up along the way, actually. Yeah. Two of the designers we met at school, they were both studying that in their own design. One was lighting designer and one was... costume and set design and scene design, which she does for us. The others, the sound design, we picked up in Chicago. And actually, the director was one of our professors at school for a semester. And then he left to become the associate artistic director at Writers Theater. And when we were in New York doing our show, he came and saw it and was like, I would love to work with you guys. And funny enough, we thought we would love to work with him too. Yeah. So
he was here at Williamstown with us last summer when we were doing the rewrites for the version of the show as it exists now.
Yeah. Stuart Carden's his name.
Stuart Carden, yeah. Stuart we should Carden. Say their names. Yeah, so yes. Bart Courtwright is the lighting designer. Yeah.
Lydia Fine is scenic and costume and puppets. And Misha.
Yeah.
Fiscal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Misha Fiscal is sound design. I just call him Misha. We're so tight.
Of course.
You know, I don't really know his last name. We're just real, we're like bros.
Last names, schmass names. Yeah.
He's going for a Madonna thing.
Misha, sound design. Yeah.
But everyone that's been helping us at Williamstown since we got here in terms of stage management and assistant stage managers.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're kind of like wrangling cats sometimes for rehearsal.
Yeah.
Really, for anything.
Really, yeah. For most things.
We're the cats in that situation.
And they are
right?
expert cat wranglers.
Cat wranglers. So good. And it's like actually, you know, it's
cat
worth
cowboys. Meow.
It's worth mentioning when you asked how we got to Williamstown. Actually, when we were in New York, Jenny Gersten, who obviously headed up the festival for so long, saw that show. And she's just been there for us in any way we needed. And then more recently, Steve Gauss. I mean, those two are really the reason we're here, and we're very thankful, all jokes aside.
Well, I'm thankful that you're here today, and I will be sending those guys thank you notes in the mail. Will you have one more song to share with us today?
Yeah. This is from The Old Man and the Old Moon. It's called Bremen.
It's also the title track of our album.
Said the brown dawn to the hen, but just because they were animals doesn't mean they couldn't have been men. Oh, let's go down to Bremen. Take my part in your hand, and we'll sing for our supper in that freest of the freest. People need to see us, the freest of the freest. Tower Brothers, and the one on the top would crow warnings and call in the morning and call out the storm that was coming. The one on the bottom would steer till the road was clear, and people would learn to rejoice in the fear our coming. But how long do we think we could walk, we could sing before our voices came out and our limbs gave in? On the road, on the road, on the road, on the road, on the way, on the way, on the way. To Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen, to Bremen. Oh, on the road to Bremen, I came across some robbers. From me.
Pigpen Theater Company's The Old Man and the Old Moon runs from August 6th to August 17th on the NECO stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival. They will also perform a special WTF event, Pasteurized, taking place August 10th at Cricket Creek Farm at 3:30 in the afternoon. Pasteurized is a local food, farm, and family event featuring a live concert performance by these guys, Pigpen Theater Company, with special guest, and this is very cool indeed, Mr. Mark Mulcahy. For more information, WTFestival.org, Pigpen Theater Company's website, pigpentheater.com. Alex, Ben, Curtis, Ryan, Matt, Arya, and Dan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.